This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Knicks up 50-44 with 3 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Oh, wait. That game's already over.
I will say, they give you the replay pretty quick. We can almost see the game twice every time.
We really could. They don't mess around. I mean, hell, it'll be third quarter by the time we get
done. They do like a 15-20 minute postgame show. Devin Harris, and they're at it.
And, dude, they play like they basically just – it's like they hit record on the broadcast. And then as soon as the post game's over, go ahead and hit play because we got content for the next 4 hours because we ain't touching it. You got them commercials loaded up? Yes, we do. I'm Fred Davis. That's the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott. We got people calling in, texting in, talking about, I didn't like Blake, and now I'm stalking him. So that's the kind of love you're getting.
How many people do you think this is their first time they're listening to us today?
How many people? Seven. I think there's seven people right now listening to the Fan After Dark
for the very first time. Over under seven. I'm going to say 31.
Okay.
31 new people around the world.
If you got hail at your house, let me know. I'll stop by you tomorrow.
Because not everybody texts.
I was going to bring you along.
Let's do it.
We go do some door knocking. But you got to work tomorrow.
I do got to work tomorrow.
So.
Do I get a cut?
Absolutely you would. 100%.
I bet you I could make a sale.
Oh, you could.
Hi, I'm Blake Elliott selling Girl Scout cookies. Oh, actually, I noticed a dent in your 4C shingles that I'd go ahead and take a look at.
Okay, so if you showed up offering to sell Girl Scout cookies, then we'd probably get escorted out of the neighborhood.
No, I would. Yeah. I'd be your number one salesman. You'd be like, Blake, I don't have enough shingles. We can't fix this many roofs today.
You don't put the roof on that day. Okay.
We can't fix this many today. Like, I can only put so many estimates on my computer.
All we're doing is we're just finding out to make sure, yes, you have the requisite damage, and we will go ahead and file the claim.
It's looking bad. Don't know what to tell you.
Now, are you prepared to climb the roof? That's the question.
Can we get a Fred and Blake remote from somebody's roof?
That would be...
You don't think I can climb a roof, bro? Climbing the roof.
Okay. Hey.
Climbing a roof.
All right. Tell you what.
Am I climbing an Empire State Building or am I climbing a roof?
Again,
it's all
fun and games until everybody gets on that roof.
Two, three stories. I mean, I'm not going to do it.
Are you afraid of heights?
No, I'm not going to do it if it's a blizzard outside. But I mean, if it's just the morning, I think I'll be fine.
Afternoon?
Hopefully it's still the same.
No, it's still the same. It's still the same. Now, it's supposed to be there's 35% chance of rain tomorrow, so we'll see. But
you climb roofs while it's raining?
Not usually, no.
Well, then I'm in the same boat then, so we're good.
No, I'm not expecting you to climb in the rain, but allegedly they got some hail out in McKinney, so.
I watched a really messed up movie the other day.
About hail in McKinney?
No. It's these two Mormon girls that are going, like, door to door.
No.
And this guy answers the door. Some of you may have seen, I think it was on Amazon Prime.
What's the movie called?
I have to look it up. I bet you I can find it quickly, because I didn't click it. I was with... my girl and her family, and they'd already started watching the movie, and I came in like 10 minutes later.
So you had no choice. You had to sit and watch it.
Two Mormon girls door knocking, sharing the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
And this guy, weirdo, in the forest.
Clearly.
Says like, yeah, come tell me more, because they're like on a list. I want to learn more. And so these people go to this house. They have all the information.
Yeah.
And the door like locks, and then he like
of course he does.
Puts them in the basement.
Yeah, I mean, this
and he's
is
like,
about
and he's like trying to teach them.
And this is your girlfriend's family that decided
it was
to watch
interesting.
This movie?
And he's like trying to. It's a very religious movie. He's like trying to teach them about religion and what it really means. And you don't know much. And this is what really. I'm not going to spoil the movie, but he's just teaching them about religion.
You kind of have already, but that's okay.
Kind of. I mean, that's it's in.
I
the
mean, I'm probably previous. Not going
to
watch it.
You don't need to. It's one of those where if you're into that type of movie, it'll be on your For You page. On your Amazon, if not, it's not one you need to go scrolling to find.
It's not my algorithm.
It's good. Probably it was a good watch, but I also my brain would have been fine if I did not see that movie.
Yeah,
it's definitely still kind of in my head.
Did it make you think twice about your girlfriend's family?
No, because they like those kind of crime weird movies.
Again, you feel different about your girlfriend's family?
No, it was interesting. I can find
I
someone.
Kid.
Look, here
I
we go.
Kid. They're probably
first
listening.
Time listening here, and I happen to be on
Harry Hines. What?
They said first time listening here, and I happen to be on M.
On M. Is that a drug? Is that some sort of
Molly?
Okay.
The movie is Heretic. Yes. Yes, 817. That's exactly what the movie is. Heretic. And apparently,
I'm sorry, what's it called?
Heretic.
Heretic?
Yeah. Okay. And apparently, heretic in a religious sense means like you are like very involved and like you know a lot and you think you know more.
Yeah.
Like Pharisees. Like you know more than everybody else.
Right.
Messed up movie.
Well,
and Hugh Grant's the bad guy. There we go.
Hugh Grant is the bad guy?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, 817.
Now you've piqued my interest because I am a Hugh Grant fan.
And the show Yellow Jackets I told you to watch.
Yeah, which
one
I'm
of the,
not.
One of the main characters is the girl in it. It's just two girls.
Okay.
And she's a very good actor.
Okay.
Very believable that like kind of the bad girl
You can see her being a Mormon.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it.
Don't sleep on Mormons now.
No, that's not the point I'm saying. Yeah. Her character reveal throughout the movie is kind of.
Oh, we find out that she's more than a Mormon.
I'm not going to say anything.
By the way, what did we find out? What's this guy on?
Okay, 817, shout out to Blake. I've seen him in Culinary Drop. A shout out to you, my man. Shout out to you, my man. I gave you a shout out at the beginning of the show.
That's
I don't
cool,
know if you're
but what's the dude that's listening for the first time, what's he on?
I don't know, man.
Is this drugs? Is this a street? Is this
and someone said Book of Eli. Book of Eli is a different movie,
yeah,
and
totally
the movie
different.
Eli is
okay,
also
first of all,
one.
There's nothing about nobody's knocking on doors in Book of Eli. What the hell are we talking about? Yeah. I mean, we couldn't be talking about two totally different movies.
And the movie just Eli, that's also a really good horror
by the
movie.
Way,
top 10 horror movie.
Am I the only one that didn't like the ending to Book of Eli?
Yeah.
Right,
left a little to be desired.
Thank you.
Same with Heretic. Same with Heretic.
Oh, really?
Very like this huge buildup. You're like, what is gonna happen? And it's just like, oh,
kind of lets out with a whimper.
Yeah,
and I hate
when movies and shows do.
Dude, I'm
like, if anything, make the show bad and make me turn it off. Don't lead me up. Don't edge me on this great show just to disappoint me.
Did you feel like they were gooning you throughout the course of the movie?
I'm trying to use new terminology with.
If it's a Mormon movie, you can say they're soaking him.
Come on.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah. Someone said top five underrated movies. Watch. We've kind of done that before.
Top five underrated movies?
I feel like we've done that. You remember? Because I said I had Four Brothers at one. I was really, it was movies you'd
I
recommend.
I feel like we
remember?
Did. That's it's underrated to us. So it's, you know, now we've. I feel like we've done.
I think we can do top five bat cracks. I can come up with five.
Top five
like bat cracks,
just
like certain players
so
when their bat hits the ball,
it's just
a certain
like,
sound.
Yeah. Top five bat cracks. I mean, it's literally just gonna be us naming top five baseball players that hit a bunch of home runs.
We can get some audio.
Okay, are you gonna Google?
I already know them, bro.
Oh, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
Okay, give me an honorable mention version then.
Honorable mention.
Yeah, give me an honorable mention of somebody with a great bat crack.
Not on the Rangers?
Anybody. I don't care. I mean, you think I'm going to... I mean, if we do just the Rangers, I mean, all three of our lists are going to have a lot of crossover.
I probably would put Kevin Zeitler on there.
Dude, what are we doing?
The guard.
I mean...
No, I got my list.
Travis Hunter. This guy's... I mean, what can't this guy do?
Okay.
I don't
Here's
know.
Here's my prediction. Top 10 corner. Top 5 gadget guy. Utility infielder. Book it. You can find me at BlakeLive__.
More facts. I don't, bro, this is one of the times our top five is kind of.
It's going down to the wire.
I don't.
It's going down
to
the wire.
And people texted in only 75 of them. We only got.
There were so many that just.
That also some of them lead guarded. To you well, got to do research. Like top five basketball players of all time.
Like, I don't have. Didn't somebody say top five numbers?
Top five jersey numbers.
Top five jersey numbers. We have.
We've done that.
Okay, that's not going to
work.
Remember
I started naming Blake Griffin and Tyrann Mathieu?
Yeah.
Top five reasons to call off work. We've done that.
We've done that one already, too.
Bo Jackson's a top back crack. Top five gooning method.
See? I knew this is where this was going to go. I knew this was going to go somewhere nefarious.
Okay, give them the Juju Watkins update, and I'll give them the Damian Lillard update.
Her knee is gone.
Okay. That was a shot.
Back to you in the studio.
Imagine they did that. Sean, I'm showing her knee's gone. Yeah. He's double. USC.
Top five women's basketball players of all time.
No. USC.
What's wrong with that? We haven't done that one.
Yeah, we have.
No, did we?
Caitlin Clark at one. Juju Watkins at two. Paige at three.
No. All time. All time top five women's players.
USC phenom Juju Watkins has suffered a torn ACL in her right knee.
That was ugly. And it looked painful, too.
And she will undergo surgery, obviously ending her season.
Yeah.
Some people are looking at. Her and Jaden Daniels were kumbaya in the crowd. Everyone was making them a love connection. Then, you see, 30 minutes later, who's in between them? Who's disconnecting them being next to each other?
His mom's doing too much,
Jaden Daniels' mom sits in between. Then the next day, Juju Watkins plays a basketball game. And what happens?
Let's not get
I've been watching Yellow Jackets,
here.
Yeah, all I'm saying.
Sounds like it.
What a bad Juju. A little bit of the dirt gods talking.
No, it has nothing to do with that. That I will, but I will say this. Your son is an NFL football player.
He's also not like 16.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
It's not, if you want to do it all through his high school and college, be my
Why
guest.
Are you sitting between your son? Now, do we know for sure if there, do we know the timeline? Like maybe the mom was there initially?
I don't know.
And
I
then, see,
I
that's know, what I'm saying. Like, that's where the internet can get a little.
Yeah. Maybe her and Juju are friends.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, who knows? I'm just wondering, like, why are you sitting between your son and, a college-age woman? Like, what, he can't hang out? I mean, it's not like Juju's trying to gold dig him.
Someone said top five hosts at the Fan, top five fast food sauces. We're not doing top five most beautiful female athletes. We're not going to sexualize them.
That's trouble. That's trouble right
top
there.
Top five vacation destinations. Top five Goonie methods is towards the top for me. Also, in
of course it is.
Some other news that came out today: Damian Lillard, his season is also coming to an end, not for the same reasons as Juju Watkins, but
top
as
five earth-ending scenarios.
I'd rather not. That's pretty bleak. Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard has sustained a deep vein thrombosis. Otherwise known as a blood clot.
Those are getting out of control.
And his right calf, Lillard, is on a blood-thinning medication, which has stabilized the blood clot, and he will continue regular testing. He is out an indefinite period. Most people are saying he probably will be out for the rest of the season. You might be asking yourself, Blake, I feel like I've heard of this before. This is the exact same thing that happened to Victor Wembanyama and, let me get the other player on there, and Ausar Thompson. The latest three examples are NBA players that have suffered blood clots. Now, here's Fred. You asked this question.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most ever in a season ever. Never had three blood clots in a season.
Maybe in the Jamaican League.
Where did that comment come from?
Because don't they call each other blood clot?
Bamba clot. But no, this is the most ever in a single season.
Irie.
And a seasonal, I can't.
See? Just, what happened to me has now worked its way over to you. By the way, eyes on fire right now. I can see everything.
Good or bad? You just said they're on fire.
Like, as far as seeing.
Like, when is on fire good?
In basketball.
Ew! If Fred told me he was on narcotics right now, I would be like, I see it. The Fred is absolutely on a different planet, this show. I don't even...
I'm telling you, dude. It's what 2 days of just clear mind does to you.
Okay. Top five sporting events. Top five stupid things you two say. Now, you guys are going to have to come up with that. Top five fruit. Top five sports injuries. I don't even know how you do that list.
No.
Top five gruesome sports injuries. Now, we could do that. Top five ice cream flavors. We've done that. Top five moments in Dallas history. It's kind of. Top five saddest sports injuries. I thought tonight was going to be.
I mean, is there ever an injury that people gloat about?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't all injuries sad? I mean, I've yet to have the injury where I've yet to watch a game where the injury and I was like, thank God.
We've gotten three more texts. Top five things to order for your last meal on death row.
I like that one. You see, from the 469, I heard Juju and Jaden are cousins, that their moms are sisters.
I think that is true.
We'll see. Okay, clearly you don't pay attention to half what I say on here, because I remember I said a couple segments ago that that was out there on the internets, but the internet, as we know, just because it's there, doesn't mean it's true.
What do you have pulled up over here? Do you have an eye test for Fred?
Is that what you're doing here, bro? Is that what we're doing?
Can you read it?
H-T-O, O-V-H-T, T-B-H-T-O. Like, it's just the same letters over and over.
Oh, he stopped when he got smaller.
What's that? H-T-V-O-V, O-V-T-H-O, T-H-O-V-H.
Nah, he can't start
remembering. No, T-H-O-V-H.
Okay.
V-O-V-H-T, D-T-M.
D. There is no D in there, my brother. Try again.
What is it, an O?
Yep.
Oh, my bad. O and D. I got those confused. I don't even know. I'm not even convinced you can see them.
O-T-H-T-V.
And by the way, you're a lot closer to your screen than I am to mine. Thank you very much.
I mean, I can't read after that line. V-V.
Top five famous Blake and Freds. Man, that's a rough one right there. Because we've had quite a few. We've had quite a few. What do we want our top five to be? Top five lists? That's a good one.
What does that even mean?
Top five lists we've done.
Do you want to recall every top five we've ever
done? That's tough. I mean, I can think of four or five come to mind.
What?
I mean, I can't tell you, right, if we're going to do them.
I don't have all the memorized.
Like Beats.
I don't know if I've been around long enough to do a top five.
No, you wouldn't.
Someone said top five moments. Top five cars.
Top five dog breeds.
I don't care enough about
dogs. I was going to say Doberman, Pitbull.
I also don't have a dog right now, so I don't have an affinity towards one.
Yeah, you're in your cat era right now.
I knew he was going
to
say that.
No, you did. No, you didn't.
The moment
you
said when you said your, I was going to say cat era.
No, you did.
You're in your cat.
You know what?
Top five sports rivalries. You guys suck. Sorry. All these stink.
Let's see. Somebody said, do we do two top five death row meals?
I'm hungry.
So. I am hungry, too. Top five death row meals.
You're about to be on it.
What, death row?
No, I'm saying my meal.
Stranded on death row.
No, my meal.
What? What's your meal?
You.
What are you? Yo, you're a cannibal now.
I told you I've been watching Yellow Jackets.
Yo, you're a cannibal now. What a creep.
That's how hungry I am.
I thought tonight was going to be part two of Best Rap Instrumental and Beats.
We just keep forgetting.
We keep forgetting. I mean, look, we've got a... wait till we tell you what Eric Mangini had to say about Brian Schottenheimer, okay? I mean, that's been going on for 2 months. So, I mean, nobody does a tease quite like we do. All right, top five last meals. And if you know of anybody that had a last meal, let us know. 877-881-1053. Don't go anywhere.
This will be an electric top five here. We changed
pretty wild.
We changed the parameters in the break. So what we're gonna be doing, guys, that felt like a quick break. I felt like we were in and out. We're right back with you guys.
Let us know what you're doing.
Give
us a good bed music, by the way, because since we're putting a different spin on top five tonight, kind of mixing it up a little bit. So
and we're something upbeat or what?
We're in prison. We're in prison.
Well, we're about to die. So I want something upbeat before I die.
Give me some like upbeat rock. I got the perfect song.
Yeah, give me some rock. Give me some.
He said he had the perfect song.
Okay. Okay. So we're gonna be doing death row meals, but instead of us picking our meals, Fred's meal, Blake's meal.
What would your meal be, real quick? Since we're not doing our own.
I think we've actually done this before.
Maybe we probably have. I think we just discussed it though.
It would be a 14-ounce peppercorn filet.
Wow, you're about to die in 14 ounces? That's the biggest steak you want?
Can I finish?
Okay.
14-ounce peppercorn filet.
Okay.
Give me... Shorty's got to make some tilapia mashed potatoes. Yep. I'm doing everything I want. I'm getting.
She's still with you though, even after you're on death row.
Yep. Hmm. Then
to her.
Then I'm going to get some Chicken Express.
Does she know this?
Chicken Express fries and tenders with their gravy. Okay. A large sweet tea by them.
Yeah.
And
what do you want for dessert?
Give me a lemon cake.
A lemon cake?
Give me finish me off with a lemon cake. And some
nothing to drink, huh?
Salted caramel. I already said a large thing of sweet tea.
Oh, that's right.
From Chicken Express. And give me some salted caramel red velvet cake pops.
Wow, you're doing it big. I mean, you're about to die. So
I might pass out before.
Well, you'll definitely be full.
Yeah.
You will definitely
be, be yours.
We want to kill him, but he's asleep. He dozed off after that huge meal. So I'm gonna go go ahead and shake
maybe
him.
Maybe throw
a
some
bit.
Honey glazed salmon in there as well.
Go ahead and just strap him in that electric chair. He'll be okay. What's your last meal?
My last meal?
Your last meal. No, not don't read it. Just tell us it. Like if you're
the thing that I had written down.
Yeah,
actually?
if we're putting you to death, and we're not, but if we were, what's old new guy Jake gonna eat before?
Mine was a 24-ounce T-bone steak with unlimited Texas Roadhouse rolls.
There you go. Texas Roadhouse rolls a great ad. What sides?
Oh, I'd probably go some corn.
Mm, corn.
I'd probably go corn. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Sweet
solid
corn?
Choice.
Elote?
Corn on the cob?
Corn, yeah.
Or
you know, not a. Corn. I mean, corn on the cob is good in its own right, but like inside of a jail cell, is corn on the cob really that? You know what I mean?
Well, you're going to die, so it's not like they're going to, you know. It's not gonna...
I guess I don't care if I have stuff in my teeth if I'm going to die.
I mean, does it matter? You know?
It's like a toothpick.
What a claim for the photo op.
Man, get some floss while I'm here, too.
Guys. Someone said, yeah, Blake just named the menu from his other job. He hasn't thought about no filet in the last 6 months. I had a filet like a week ago. I eat a steak every Friday. That's what I do. I go and buy a steak at the store, and I cook it for me and my lady. Okay, but. Oh, give us yours real quick, and then I'm going to run through this list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going with a, I'm probably going to go with a big steak, a lot of mac and cheese, probably a salad, and,
a salad.
What kind of salad?
I definitely want a salad. One from Razoo's.
Okay.
Because I love me some Razoo's.
Okay.
Probably a little thing of salmon as well. Let's do some pancakes, maybe a piece of French toast, and then I'd like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, of course you
I need a cup of coffee since we're signing off.
I think you're going to be awake enough. That's not you're going to die.
No, but I want to taste a cup of coffee. And how are we dying, by the way? If we can decide. Because remember, the one dude just went by firing squad
is
which is a pretty bout it way to die. I kind of want to go that way, to be honest with you.
Probably stoned.
Wow, so you're going medieval is what you're doing. You want to be stoned to death. You realize how painful that would be?
Yeah.
Because you realize they're just hitting you with stones, right?
That is what stoning means.
That's what stoning means.
Probably the injections, if I'm being for real, for real.
I'm being for real, for real.
I mean, it lasts, like, what, 9 seconds?
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't work. That's what I'm saying. Give me the firing squad.
Okay, here we go. Here's
probably
the list.
Like, get beheaded. I want to be like they say when your head falls on the ground, you can still open your eyes and stuff. That's probably what I would do.
Beheaded.
This dude said, "I'm probably gonna go with beheaded."
Okay, so I asked ChatGPT, "List me 50 famous death row last meals," and I'm gonna give you the name of the killer. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Famous last meal.
Okay.
Fred and new guy Jake are going to be building their top five along with the list. So yeah, they're going to say who's number one. Their list might change. And by the time I'm done with all these names, they're going to have a solidified top five. You guys play along as well. I'm going to have to blaze through these. So I hope you guys are taking notes as we're going along. Okay. First one on the list, Ted Bundy. Declined a special meal given the standard prison meal. So Ted Bundy, standard prison meal is your first option. Number two, John Wayne Gacy. Here we go. Follow along. Fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC, French fries, and a pound of strawberries. John Wayne Gacy. Timothy McVeigh, two pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. Have any of these cracked the top five so far?
Oh, I got one for sure.
Out of those three names I just listed.
Maybe the second one. What was John Wayne Gacy's again?
Fried shrimp, bucket of KFC, French fries, and a pound of strawberries.
I mean, you had me at KFC.
That's a solid. I mean, I was going to say the bucket of KFC and the pound of strawberries.
Aileen Wuornos, single cup of black coffee. That was it.
That's about it. You're sadistic.
You knew the...
Her name?
What was his name?
Aileen Wuornos.
Spell that first name for me, would you?
A-I-L-E-E-N and then W-U-O-R-N-O-S. Wuornos. Okay. Velma Barfield, cheese doodles and a Coca-Cola.
What a sicko.
Number six, Ricky Ray Rector. Here we go. Steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and a pecan pie.
What's this guy's name?
Ricky Ray Rector.
You wrecked him, all right.
Steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and a pecan pie, and in quotes, he left the pie for later. He never ate the pie.
I like his game.
Okay.
And the cherry Kool-Aid.
Stephanie Anderson.
I appreciate that he said cherry and not red. Do we know that he didn't say red Kool-Aid?
I'm just reading it says cherry.
Okay.
Steven Anderson. Two grilled cheese sandwiches. Cottage cheese.
Oh, God. You're done. We're done with it. We don't care. We're glad he's dead.
Okay? Chocolate chip ice cream.
That last meal is worth a death row sentence.
And let me finish it off. Radishes.
Yeah, I'm glad he's dead.
Don't say that. Victor F-E-G-U-E-R. Faguar?
Faguar?
We'll just call him Vic F.
A single unpitted olive.
Oh, he's Victor what? What's his name?
F-E-G-U-E-R.
F-E-G-U-R. Fagur. Victor. I'm dying to know what this guy did.
A single
unpitted olive. I mean, we know he killed people, but I'm dying to know what he did.
Ronnie Lee Gardner. Lobster tail, steak, apple pie, vanilla ice cream, a 7-Up while he ate while watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Not crazy about his movie choice, but food-wise, he's on point. I didn't know that they let you watch movies.
He's an iPad kid.
That's new. I'm gonna go ahead and throw a movie on. Is that cool? Before y'all go ahead and do this, hopefully, I hope you guys are.
Did you guys bring a DVD player? Anybody?
Hopefully, you guys are taking notes. So you know
I don't have much time.
This is done, so I'm good.
Okay, number 10.
Go ahead and fast forward to the previews.
You might hear some that might crack your top five now.
I mean, I'm at four. So
Gary Gilmore.
I've heard of him.
Hamburger. Baked potato, hard-boiled egg, and coffee.
You know, is it troubling to any of you guys that coffee seems to be a theme here with some of these people? And it was
troubling when it was a theme with you.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm kind of getting at.
Okay, here we go. Odell
Beckham?
It's funny. The initials are OBJ, but it's Odell Barnes Jr.
Okay.
Requested for justice, equality, and world peace and declined his final meal.
That's the fries in the bag, bro.
James Edward Smith. Oh, my gosh. Requested a lump of dirt. Was denied and received yogurt instead.
That was the one I already had on my list before you started reading.
Okay. Phil Workman.
I wonder what kind of yogurt it was.
Phil Workman declined a meal and requested that a vegetarian pizza be given to a homeless person. Request denied.
The fact that you requested a vegetarian pizza tells me what kind of scumbag you are. Go ahead.
Lawrence Russell Brewer. A feast of two chicken fried steaks, a bacon cheeseburger, fried okra, a pound of barbecue, three fajitas, a pizza, a pint of ice cream, and peanut butter fudge.
Okay, I want to say Lawrence Russell. Does it say where they're from?
No. I could ask.
I want to say Lawrence Brewer was one of the guys that was involved with the Reginald Byrd slaying.
What I'll do is Jasper. I'll find all the people we read and figure it out. No, you're good. I'll figure out what crimes they did. I'm going to figure out where they're from and what crimes they did. Okay.
How many you got? How many are you at?
I've been at five.
You got your five? Yeah. Oh, he's got his five. Okay. I'm down to one. I need one more.
Thomas J. Grasso. 2 dozen steamed mussels.
I'm over it. Next.
Okay. Alan Lee Davis.
Davis. Okay, don't look at me like that.
Lobster tail.
Okay.
Fried potatoes.
Okay. Which,
is that just french fries?
No, you could have new potatoes. There's a lot.
Shrimp.
Okay.
Garlic bread.
Wow.
And root beer.
What's this guy's name?
Alan Lee Davis.
Sign me up. Had me at root beer.
Okay.
Root
beer, so man. You both have five, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so now we still got a couple more minutes. So I'm going to keep reading, and if any of these crack your five and you think it's better than anything you have on your list, well, just
shouldn't
interrupt.
Shouldn't we read who our fives are so you kind of know, get a feel for what kind of sadistic SOBs me and new guy Jake are?
I think you're missing some. Alton Coleman, filet mignon, hey. Fried chicken breast, french fries, salad, onion rings, collard greens, cornbread, sweet potato pie, and a cherry Coke.
If you don't have anything better than dirt, I'm out. I'm good.
If you don't have a pitted olive, then what are we talking about here?
Robert Buell, a single black olive.
See, there you go.
There we go.
That's on my...
Robert Alton Harris, a 21-piece of KFC, two large Domino's pizzas, ice cream, a bag of jelly beans, and a six-pack of Pepsi.
I like the bag of jelly beans. What a creep. All right.
That is creepy.
My number five, you guys ready for this? Let's get this thing started. My number five is Ricky Ray Rector with the cherry Kool-Aid.
Ricky Ray Rector, for those who do not remember, was cherry Kool-Aid, steak, fried chicken, and a pecan pie.
And he left the pecan pie for the dead homies. I'm with that. I'm with that. Your number five.
My number five is Victor F. I couldn't remember his name. Just the olive.
That's it.
My Victor five. F. was the unpitted olive.
That's it. I actually wrote his name down, too. Number four for me is Ronnie Lee Gardner.
Did I read his name? Yeah. Lobster tail, steak, apple pie, vanilla ice cream, 7-Up while watching Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about his movie selection, but I can get behind everything else, except for his crime, of course.
His movie selection did make my top five most overrated movies, so.
That's true. That's true. That's a little crossover with top five lists here.
Yeah.
I like it.
Four was Tim McVeigh with the mint ice cream.
Two pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. I want a little more protein on my stomach is my final.
Yeah, and the fact that Timothy McVeigh bombed the OKC Federal Building and killed children is he's a scumbag. So
he did?
That was him. That was
wow.
him. So
and, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So.
And you weren't even born yet.
Correct.
We're just talking about the meals, guys.
We're just talking meals. But yeah, Timothy McVeigh, to show you how old I am, they wheeled in carts with the TVs. You guys don't know nothing about that. And we
had those in gym class.
We had to watch the aftermath of that. So, yeah, it was a bit different time back then. 1995, I think. Yeah, I was 14, 13, somewhere in there. Okay, so your number four was Timothy McVeigh. What's your number three?
My number three is John Wayne Gacy. I like the KFC.
Yeah.
Fried shrimp, bucket of KFC, french fries, and a pound of strawberries.
He was on my honorable mention, actually. My number three is Alan Lee Davis.
Alan Lee Davis.
He had root beer, I think steak, chicken,
lobster tail, fried potatoes, shrimp, garlic bread, and root beer.
Great choice. Great choice. Again, heinous person, but solid choice. You're number two.
My number two, I can't read for to save my life. I don't know what I wrote down here. Eileen.
Warnow. You did Eileen Warnow.
Yeah, Eileen, the coffee.
The single cup of coffee. Yep. She was on my honorable mention, actually. No, she was my number two. Yes, I wrote it down because I want to Google her later. Pause.
On what, X or Instagram?
I knew you were going to say that. So my number two is also Eileen Wuornos and her single cup of coffee. I just want to know what she did. Maybe what she looks like. And then number one, Ted Bundy.
Declined a special meal given a standard prison meal.
And then didn't eat that.
Yeah.
And then didn't eat that.
Aura.
That is. What's your number one?
My number one is my boy James Edwards. Pile of dirt.
He's about that life, boys.
I had that written down as soon as you said that top five. Like, who's the guy who ate dirt on him?
That's it. All right, final segment of the program. We'll just get you hell out of here with that. Don't go anywhere.
For Garcia.
Final segment of the program happening right now. What a show it's been. I'll tell you what, it has been a eventful program, to say the least. We are less than 48 hours away from the Texas Rangers kicking off the 2025 Major League Baseball season. Nate Eovaldi is going to be your opening day starter. We're excited about that. Maybe a few surprises. And again, if you're following this team, if you understand, I mean, look, Evan Carter hasn't been, and again, it's not that he hasn't been good because he's fallen off. I mean, I think that he's been battling injury. He had back surgery. I mean, he talked about it with, I think it was G-Bag earlier in the year when they were in surprise. So, I mean, he's had a rough go of it here lately. And I don't think it's a huge surprise that he's going to start the season off in AAA.
I just want to say, remember when the Rangers traded Cole Reagans because he wasn't doing anything in their farm system for Aroldis Chapman? Would you still do that trade? I guess so, because you got Aroldis Chapman out of it.
Won
a World Series. Aroldis Chapman was the epitome of a roller coaster of, oh my gosh.
He got hot at the right time, though.
But I'm saying it was either like home run or strike out the side. He's throwing 100 every pitch. And the amount of times that he would just give up a homer and you're like, oh my gosh. But then he was there for you winning a World Series. But Cole Reagans, one of the better pitchers in the league right now for the Royals, giving him up, that definitely stinks now. You'd love to have a guy like that on your – that just randomly popped in my head.
Yeah. But at the same time, too, though.
3.14 ERA last year.
How old is Cole Reagans?
Not old.
27.
Yeah. Not old.
Yeah. Hey, win some, lose some, man. Win some, lose some. It's not going to, you know, not everything's going to hit. Pun intended.
I mean, you still got a World Series out of it. So it's not as if you traded and you stunk.
It's not like you traded Luka. And let's see what Cole does this year. Okay, it's like, great. Yeah, you were great last year. By the way, on March 21st, last Friday, Cole Reagans. Four innings pitched, one strikeout, one walk, 11 hits, 8 earned runs. Okay.
Spring training?
Yeah. So.
When do the Rangers play the Royals so we can get a little Bobby Witt and Cole Reagans reunion? Rangers.
Good question.
Schedule.
Good question.
Did you figure out what old girl did?
Yeah, she was. You ever seen the movie Monster?
Well, Rangers and Royals just played LOL for spring training. Seen the movie Monster now?
Yeah, with Charlize Theron?
No. I have not.
So our girl Eileen was a prostitute,
okay,
and killed 6 of her clients and claimed self-defense in all 6 murders.
Wow.
So.
And were these gentlemen prosecute? Oh, wait. No.
Were they prosecutors? No, they were clients.
No, I meant that they prosecute, but then I realized.
No, they killed her. Yeah.
They didn't kill her.
She killed them. Yeah. I mean, look, 6.
Rangers and Royals play June 17th.
All right, so we got some time. Yeah. I mean, 6 self-defense claims is pretty bold. I can see.
But also, this was like non-security cam footage internet days. It's like the 1970s?
No, it's 90. 89, 90.
Mm, you're coming up. Was security cam footage still big back then?
I mean, I think it was just starting to come out. Yeah. But I mean, like I said, she was a prostitute.
Isn't it kind of weird? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if I should say this. But I feel like the most famous serial killers and the ones we hear about all happened back in the day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No. I mean,
I think, is that just because of technology? It's harder to get away with that, with going on some rampage. Not saying there's not still messed up people out there, but.
So when I was a cop reporter in Port Arthur, Texas, and I remember talking to a cop there, a homicide detective, and because he had told me about some people that there was a murderer that had come through Texas, and like I can't remember the story off. I mean, the legitimacy of it. But the point is this: that at one time, back in like the 80s and 90s, you could argue there was like a serial killer in like every state that was on the, that, dare I say, on the loose, that was active, so to speak. Because like you said, you could get away with murder a lot easier back then than you can now.
And it's good. That's a good thing.
Which is, it's an amazing thing. Now, obviously, technology is a big part of that, right? I mean,
it kind of works on both sides, though. Technology is easier for the catching, but also these bad people also have technologies. Maybe it's easier for them to cover things up or fill out whatever they want to do for their bad thoughts. Like, it's, they're not just left with a hammer and a gun now. They got, like, all this cyber stuff and ways to break in.
But to that point, like, if you've got, with all this technology, plus the fact that, you know, with cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
I mean, you have to, if you do something in public, you got to take out, like, every camera. A random gas station.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to, I mean, unless you're doing it in, like, the country.
Yeah.
You know, like, in rural areas.
Yeah.
Again, we're not promoting any of this. Let's get that straight.
Okay. I wouldn't even know how to promote this.
Well, we don't. You know. We disparage it. We don't like it. And
you're not a fatty if you're a serial killer.
No. It's official. No, we would not accept a serial killer fatty.
Your membership would be revoked at the door.
What if a serial killer texted in the show right now?
How would we know?
What if they gave like a spiel of like, hey, I'm inmate, you know, XJ54321, the TDCJ, look me up, and this is what I've done.
If they said that, nah, I'd be scared. I mean, someone right now listening probably is a serial killer. Remember that show I told you to watch about the guy that got sent to jail wrongly?
You think there's a serial killer listening to the program right now?
Yes. Because I was saying, really? Remember the show I showed, or movie I told you to watch?
Yeah.
About the guy who got sent to jail wrongly for setting his house on fire and killing his little girls.
I do remember you telling me that.
And
yes.
That's based on a real story in Texas where he's on the death row.
Right.
And they're playing sports radio in the jail cell the whole movie.
Yeah.
Every time they go
was
to
it
the
us?
Jail. Considering it was like the 80s, it was not
so
one of
my favorite. So it definitely wasn't us. No. Definitely wasn't us.
But I'm sure we're playing in some jail cell here in Texas.
No, I know we are. Guaranteed.
We are.
100%.
There's a
probably playing on somebody's cell phone.
There's a good chance at least one person's a serial killer.
If you're a criminal with the Odyssey app, 877-881-1053.
At least one serial killer's listening to us, and I'd be scared. I don't want them to have this connection, this line of just one.
Well, I mean, they're not breaking out. I'm pretty confident they're not going to break out. Well, if you're on death row in Texas, you're not breaking out.
I hope not. If you do, peace and blessings.
They're not getting a DFW.
Well, we got a top notch security guard downstairs, so we're chilling.
James got him. Okay, don't get.
Whoa! You messing with my buddies? He's got us.
did he question you as to why you weren't here yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. Even after I told him why we weren't here yesterday.
He didn't believe me. He was very disappointed how late I was today. But he beat you here by
lots.
Yeah. I said, okay. I mean, Blake, a lot.
I don't even need to say anything to you about showing up late because James,
he's already got
our trusty security guard, has it taken care of. Look. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Look, if you're in jail and you've been wrongfully convicted, 877-881-1053.
Well, I would assume most people are going to say they've been
wrongfully convicted. Well, but you can also kind of tell who's telling the truth and who's just saying it to be saying it.
Well, you know who's been wrongfully
accused?
Accused?
Who?
Klay Thompson of being a good basketball player. Six points tonight.
Wow.
Played 22 minutes.
What a segue.
Max Christie. How many points did he finish with?
Has he been wrong?
The Mavericks did lose. The Mavericks lost 128-113 for those of you just joining us. How many points did Max Christie score?
Zero.
Incorrect.
Oh, he did score a bucket?
He got on the board.
What did he score? Two?
Six.
Oh, okay. He must have got some garbage points.
Imagine if one of his lines was 5.5. Imagine you like took the under. You're like, yes. And then like the last 30 seconds.
Or if you're
seconds.
That guy that took the over and you've been sitting there just
seeing zero,
shaking your head all game. Like, I hate this guy.
5 points. Dwight Powell gives you 4. Jaden Hardy, 15.
Yeah.
Kai Jones gives you 9 and 8.
These were a lot of stats.
Kessler Edwards in his final game with the Dallas Mavericks. What was his stat line? He will never play another game with the Dallas Mavericks until now. I will say, I think April 10th and 15th are 2 days that the Mavericks are eligible to start signing players to a full contract. So they could sign Kustos, but as far as his two-way contract gets over, what was his final stat line with the Mavericks? And like I said, they can sign him later in the season. I think April 10th is the first date they're allowed to sign players. His final stat line tonight was, played 19 minutes.
6-2-3.
Try 0-4-0. Minus 19.
Ooh.
0 points. Didn't shoot the ball.
He's gonna get signed. I could see them signing him.
Didn't shoot the ball. Are you going out like that? Fair or foul, not shooting the ball in your final two-way game.
Oh, I'm shooting something.
Zero shots.
I'm shooting a shot.
Zero assists. Zero steals. Zero blocks. Just 4 rebounds and vibes and a minus 19.
He's just being a team guy. He's just being a team guy.
No turnovers. But your leading scorer in a season high is 38 minutes. A point for every minute he was on the floor. 38 from Najee Marshall. 22 from Brandon Williams. And 13 from... Hey, Brandon Williams making a case for that contract. Okay, I asked you this to get out of the show. They have one more roster spot available.
Hold on, real quick. From the 469, just stop. Just stop. Maybe the most ignorant text, and this is somebody who doesn't listen to the show. We have been very candid about everybody on this team. Talk about we're hating on Christie. No, we're not.
Okay. Just stop. They're just not joining. It's okay. You get one more two-way spot. I think April 10th is when it opens up. I can correct me if I'm wrong.
Who am I signing? Kessler?
Kai Jones. Kessler.
Is Kai a two-way guy?
I believe so.
Are we sure about that? I don't think Kai's a two-way guy, though,
is he? For this situation, let's say they're all three two-way guys. Which one would you sign? Kai, Kessler, Brandon Williams. You get one for this season.
I'm probably going to go with Brandon. I'm probably going to go with Brandon Williams. I need some guard, especially if I got Lively and Gafford back. Yeah, I don't need Kai Jones. So, I mean, I might keep him for next year. Like, hey, you know, catch me on the flip flop. But, you know, because, you know, Derek Lively may be hurt a month into the season.
Yeah,
but
you need someone. You would think you could rely on Christie, Dinwiddie, and Clay, but honestly, Hardy and Brandon Williams.
No, I'm going with Brandon Williams. I don't mind Kessler Edwards, but I feel like with Spencer Dinwiddie and to this, you know, whatever. Listen to this 469. You know what? Get a life, bro. Get a life.
We love you guys.
But thanks for listening, okay? I mean, when you want to start calling names and start throwing out curse words, how about this? Go bleep yourself. Hey, good show. Good show. Good night. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.